The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders on this snowy January 17th, Monday. And folks, guess what? Tonight is the start of Pledge Week. Again, this is the happiest time. Pledge Week coming to the studio is like, for little Lisa, it's like her birthday and Christmas, everything all wrapped in one. And so little Lisa is here, and on the board we have the mighty Andrew.
Hey, Pastor.
And we found out that Lisa weighs less than your shadow, Andy.
Who told you that,
everyone? Okay,
we put her on the scale. Okay. So with a flutter and a stutter, go ahead and say hello.
Good evening, everyone.
See how she did that? Okay. All right. Now you can get on those telephones. Get in there. Go on. This is Pledge Week. And back in the back room, they put him in a cage. All the way in the back. Back there. You have Radical Randy, and you have Wild Wit. They're way in the back. And we couldn't always put them in the same room together because they could fight. But tonight they're back here by themselves, getting along pretty well. Anyhow, and my special guest tonight, sitting right here in the studio, and my own private nurse, at least while she's here, Elaine Connolly.
Good evening, Pastor and everyone.
It's good to have you here. Now, we got a lot to do. This is Pledge Week. So I'm going to say right out of the chute. First of all, the first pledge came in was Little Lisa pledged $125, but we got some other pledges already coming in. And the phone lines are open for Pledge Week at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Now, way out yonder in Missouri, we have none other feeling like he was left out. Feeling like he was left out tonight. None other than the parson, Joe Larson.
Yes, that highly unpaid professional assistant is here. And I told Andrew I expected to hear a rousing chorus of Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it after the intro.
So okay, I spent 5 hours today, Joe, moving snow.
Wow.
And
well, that's better than shoveling something I have to do once in a while on the farm.
Yeah, I guess it would be, but we were
cleaner.
Yeah.
Yours is cleaner.
Yeah, I was running, at least I had a big tractor, and it was nice and white, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it was nice and clean. So I had come down, I got to tell you this. You've been to my place, well, you know where that big the pavilion in the garage is.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to get the tractor, Joe, but the snow plows had plowed up, Now, it was 17 to 18 inches level, but when they plowed it up, it was over my waist.
Right, and it plowed it right over your driveway down to where the tractor's parked.
Right, I had to walk 100 feet. And so I started, and I got up there, up to my waist, and I couldn't do it. And I almost never got back to the road. So I finally got back to the road, and I'm covered with snow up to my waist. And here this really nice young police officer, cop, is driving down the road. And he stops, and he looks at me and says, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah, I guess I'm okay." He said, "Do you need a ride anywhere?" And I says, "No, I live right up over there." But it was something. But here's how the Lord works. Here's how the Lord works. I look over, and what do I see? I hear this noise, and it's my neighbor, and he's got that big tractor of his. And I see him plowing his driveway. So I waved at him, and he come up, and he plowed way up. And I said, "Look," I said, "I can't get into the garage over there. I got to get some help." And he said, "I got an idea. Why don't I plow a path?"
I said, that's intelligent. Yeah.
That's a great idea. Listen, why didn't I think of that? Anyhow, anyhow, he did. He plowed it out there, and I got in and got my tractor. And then I cleared my place. I cleared Heather's place. And then we had to go over and clear Lisa's place. And so there you go. We got it done.
Remember the old days when we had to do it with a shovel by hand?
Yeah. See, but here's the difference. In the old days, I was young, Joe. We were young, remember?
Oh, right. Now, kind of.
In these young days, we're old.
I remember that far back.
Yeah. And so my wife happens to be in Florida with my son and telling me, she had told me how beautiful it was there. She was sitting watching the waves roll in. And so she says, I see you guys really got some snow. And I said, "Yeah." And she says, "Well, now, if you go out there and work, you only have to do it." And she told me, "Go and do it in very short increments. You're no kid anymore." So
so you did it in a six-hour increment, right?
Yeah. And I'm feeling it tonight.
But God moved for you.
Yeah, he did. All right, let me see. What do we have? We have coming in already. Bob from New Brunswick, New Jersey, pledges 75. Thank you. Bill from Boston pledges 35. Thank you. Okay. Folks, keep it coming. We really have a goal. Now, I'm going to make an announcement here, too. And that is that, as you know, Pastor Bruce had passed away. And I'm going to be announcing when his funeral comes. Pastor Bruce handled our accounts. He was the one that handled our PayPal account and the Right to Life credit card account and all of that. Well, he got sick in a hurry and didn't have. He was just about to transfer that, and he got sick and it happened too quickly, and he went too fast, and he never got it transferred. And so all I have is these boxes there, and papers and thumb drives and information that we're going through. But for this week, for you folks out there that normally donate by PayPal, it would be better for us if you could do it by check. It would be a lot better for us. Now, also, the newsletter, I wanted to tell you about that newsletter. We keep telling people that they ought to sign up for the newsletter. That article that everybody's asking us for, the 10 different things that you can make right in your kitchen, Elaine, right there to help fight off COVID. But we're going to be talking about some of that here at the bottom of the hour. But anyhow, that's in the news. If you don't get the newsletter, you need to write us and give us your name, your address very clearly. It's always better if we get it written down very clearly. And then if you want this last newsletter, we can send you that too, or that article. But you really need to get on there instead of, every week. Every time we have one of these articles, we get hundreds of people calling wanting us to send them the articles. We don't have that kind of manpower to do that. So if you're out there listening, you need to get the newsletter. How do you get the newsletter? Just write to WRWL Ministries. That's WRWL Ministries, 14781. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. You really need to get that newsletter. It's a good one.
And that address is on the web,
yeah.
WRWL.org, WRWL.org. In case you didn't have time to grab, whenever you listen to this program, have paper, pen handy. We give out so many things that you'll want to write down, take notes, phone numbers or something, websites. So there you go, boss.
All righty. Okay, Joe, do you remember the title of tonight's sermon?
Remember the, if I can pronounce it, Understanding Rapaceus.
Rapaceus, right, okay.
Rapaceus.
You might just pronounce it Rapaceus, okay. Now, what that word means, that's the root word for rapture. Now,
rapture.
We're going to take a look at this week rapture because there's so much confusion about the rapture of the church. And there's a lot of people out there that should know better, and they're always mocking and saying, well, these people think they're going to miss the, or that don't worry, they're not going to have any problems. They're going to be raptured out. Now, these people wouldn't say that if they were biblically literate. Okay, because actually, do you know what that word rapture means? It means to be taken out.
Elevated.
Taken out.
Taken out, yeah. It means to be taken out, pulled out. Now, if in fact you were going to be actually precise in that, in the Bible, you'll find seven different accounts of what you could call a rapture. Now, I don't refer to them as rapture. I refer to two raptures, the church age saints and the tribulation saints, okay? But if you wanted to be pedantic on it, you could say, well, over in Acts chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, we see Jesus, the ascension, taken out. We see Enoch over in Genesis 5, verse 24. We see him taken out, okay? We see Elijah in 2 Kings 2, 11. We see him taken out. In other words, they leave alive. They're taken out alive. Moses and Elijah both in Revelation 11, 11. And then you have the 144 tribulation saints, 144,000. And then you have, and that's in Revelation 14, and then, of course, you have all of the martyred Gentiles in Revelation 7, 9. So if you add all of those up, it comes out to seven, what you could call raptures. But now, I don't refer to them. Now, people will say, well, there's not a rapture, Joe, because the word rapture is not in the Bible. Okay, but let me ask you this. Are there words that are clearly described in the Bible, but are not found in the Bible? Let me give you some examples, maybe, okay? Of course, one, rapture, or rapturous. What about pre-trib? Have you seen the words pre-trib?
Pre-trib is not in the Bible, nope.
Okay, what about premillennial?
Nope.
Okay, what about this? This is a really good one. What about the word Trinity?
Nope, Trinity is not in there.
Okay. What about omnipotence?
Omnipotent is not in there.
Omniscience?
Omniscient?
Yeah, omniscience, yeah.
It's not actually not in there.
What about omnipresent?
Not in there.
So are all of these clearly described within Scripture?
Yes.
So... especially we know that Trinity is clearly taught in the Word of God, right?
Right.
So all of these things are not, the words are not, but
literally.
But the actions are described.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now, here, I wanted to start tonight with the rapture of the church. Okay, pre-trib, premillennial. Now, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Read me verses 13 through 18.
All right. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
All right, I wanted to say that we have Bill from Boston pledges 35, Tony from Toronto pledges 125, Jerome in New York pledges 240, Bob from Queens pledges 200, and Patty from Escondido, California pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Yeah, keep it coming, folks. This is going to be a very tough week for us, and there's a lot of things happening out there. So thank you very much and letting me get back into the scripture. Now, Joe, here, we're talking about, in this example, well, first of all, the word of the Lord was both directly revealed to Paul, as what Paul is telling you, that the word was directly revealed to him, and the teachings of Jesus was directly revealed to the apostles. So now, here we have in this the day of Christ. What's the difference? See, a lot of people don't make a distinction between the day of Christ and the day of the Lord. They're two different days, okay?
Day of Christ is when he comes back for his church, and the day of the Lord is when he comes back to rule in the millennial kingdom.
So the day of Christ always refers to salvation.
Right.
Okay, he is the Savior. He's the Deliverer. And he's the Messiah. So it always, always deals with salvation. The day of the Lord always deals with judgment. With judgment. And so here, he said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now, here it's an interesting thing. People are triune beings, right?
Right.
So now we have a body, soul, and a spirit. So when we die, what happens to the body?
Well, it decomposes, basically.
Okay.
It's buried, but it decomposes and back into the elements that it came from.
All right. So what happens to the soul and the spirit?
The spirit goes to rest with the Lord if we're a born-again believer.
What's
Jesus
the difference?
To the thief on the cross, tonight you will be with me in paradise. So not in script, not in body, because the Lord didn't rise for 3 days. So in spirit would be, the spirit would go to be with the Lord, and your soul goes with your spirit.
Okay, I'm going to stop here for a second because Elaine's sitting here, and she's really very smart, and she wants to ask some questions. I could tell by the look in her eyes, but she don't want to interrupt us because she's very polite. So, Elaine, if you have a... Now, do you know the difference between the spirit and the soul?
The spirit and the soul.
Yes. Yeah, you got to talk a little closer in your mic.
Yes, the spirit and the soul. All right, you're mentioning the mind, you're mentioning the spirit, the soul, and the body.
Right.
All right, my perspective is the mind, the soul, and the body. All right, and that comes from the energy perspective. And so the body is going to return to ashes. The soul is going to go to be with Jesus. And the mind also accompanies the soul.
Well, you're really close there, but when you're talking about the spirit is your energy. It's that force, that life
right.
force.
Exactly. Okay? That's now, what I mean by the mind and the energy.
The soul is your personality. That's who you are. When it refers mm-hmm. to, when the scripture refers to these souls, it's who you are. Okay, and so that's the difference. Now they're very close. Mm-hmm. You know? And there's only one thing that can divide the spirit from the soul, and that's the Word of God, right here, that tells you that. Now,
right, like a two-edged sword, just so fine it can divide.
Right, so now, here, the Lord, is this the second coming that we're referring to? People get this confused.
No. He just comes to the heaven. He does not come to the earth.
So he comes to the first heaven, right?
Heaven, right.
So he says here, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Okay, so those that have died, okay, will be risen first. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Now here, it's going to be a large shout, and I believe those are the shouts of the saints. Now, here, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Now you see, you notice something here, two things. So what comes to your mind when you say be caught up together with them in the clouds?
That's the first heaven. That's where the birds fly.
That's true. But where the word clouds are used all through Scripture.
The first atmosphere.
Well, no, it's actually referring to the saints, a cloud.
Okay.
Okay, so what he's talking about here, he's telling the Lord returns with the souls and the spirits of the saints, and it's called a cloud. Referred to several places in Scripture. And then they're caught up in the first heaven, right? And those that remain should be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we shall be with the Lord, wherefore comfort one another with these words. So here, we're going to be caught up. Now, what happens is, when he returns with your soul and spirit, what he does is he rejuvenates your atoms. Your atoms are raised up, and we're going to be given a glorified body, a glorified body.
He puts you better. He puts you together better.
Yep, absolutely. And boy, could Joe and I use that, right, Joe?
You said it.
And so,
I wonder what he's going to do with all the extra metal I carry around.
You'll have to leave that here, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have, you know what else you'll have to leave here? You'll have to leave your blood here, Joe.
My blood, yeah.
Yep, you know, there's a, I saw some of the movies that they made there. They show with the rapture, there's a pile of clothes left, and you got false teeth left there, and jewelry left there, and artificial limbs left there, and they're all soaked in the blood because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom.
Kingdom.
And what I'm talking about, these are in movies, folks. So,
mm-hmm.
But anyhow, so, wherefore comfort one another with these words. So we're going to be given a glorified body, and I want to praise the good Lord for that. Now, folks, the phone lines are open. We got to get some more calls coming in here. Those folks are all sitting back there waiting, and you know, I don't know what Mighty Andrew might do if we don't get enough calls. You don't know what he could do. And so he could go out there in the parking lot and start throwing cars around. You never know.
I've been known to do it.
Yep, there you go. There you go. So 888.
Who knows about Will and Randy? You better call, folks. We don't want to riot there at the studios.
Absolutely. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We're going to be playing a little clip here, folks. Go ahead and first, let's take a break. Hit that music.
On a cold winter's morning, on a sidewalk in the city, a lost soul approached me as the snow was getting deep. I could see the look of death. It was there in her eyes now as I began to preach. She began to speak. She said,
"Peter, I'll admit it. I've come to kill my baby. The whole world is telling me that I have that right. But deep down inside me, I believe what you're preaching. Children are a gift of God. We've got to give them life."
So I put my arm around her and I gave her the gospel. It was right there in the darkness that she see the light. Two souls were saved, both her and her baby. If you're called to do the Lord's work, you had better learn to do it right. You've got to know how to use it, not just the pieces. Don't try to walk away. There's no way to run. Bad joy was
reason
why you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's God the Son. Now every preacher knows the rock of his salvation. I'll separate the goats from all the sheep. All men are sinners. They all need the Savior. He's the only one to trust in. It's your soul that he'll keep. And when I finish the preaching,
the woman was a believer. A baby in her womb I knew she would keep. And now 25 years later, her baby is a young preacher. She's so very proud of the baby that she decided to keep. You got to know how to please him, not just to please him. Don't try and walk away from him. Not just to please him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count your blessings and do it while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's God the Son. You got to know how to please him. Not just to please him. Don't try and walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count. While you're able, he's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the soul.
Alrighty, we're back, and we have Russell from Ohio Pledges 50. Thank you, Russell, and Bugs Bunny. I know Bugs Bunny, that fella out there in Little Rock. Yep, he's quite a character. He pledges 300. Thank you, thank you. You know, that was a true story. That was a true story. That song that we just sang, that really happened.
Mm-hmm.
That was on Blood Alley, Shaker Boulevard, early in the morning. It was still dark out and it was snowing. And that woman accepted Christ as a Savior. So she was saved and her baby was saved that day out there on that cold, snowy. You're going to be someplace Saturday. Tell us where you're going to be.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Medina at the Medina County Friends and Neighbors. They meet twice a month at the Thirsty Cowboy. And the coordinator for that is Lisa Woods. And I'm going to be speaking this Saturday, January 22nd at 8:30. The meeting starts. I start speaking at 9. And I'll be talking, giving an update about the vaccines. And then most importantly, what you can do to help take care of issues that you're having whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, and how you can maintain your health.
All right. Very, very good. One more time, the time and place.
It's at the Thirsty Cowboy, Saturday, January 22nd. Meeting starts at 8:30, and it's at the Thirsty Cowboy on Route 18 in Medina, Medina County Friends and Neighbors Group.
All right. We're going to play a clip by Dr. Cherry Tenpenny, who's a good friend of yours and mine. Do you want to introduce that clip? Tell us a little bit about what it's about.
Yeah, basically, Dr. Tenpenny spoke at the Ohio Freedom Fighters Group in Medina this past Wednesday, and she gave us a new conversation about the destruction of our temple. She's basically reviewed everything that's going on in the world right now, and then had Bible verses in this clip that really reflected the dangers and the hazards that we're all facing right now.
All righty. We're going to be playing that in just a second, but we want to say thank you to Philip and Michelle in Florida that pledge 75, and Linda in Philly pledges 100, and Sue in Michigan pledges 25. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And Pastor, if they want to see the entire clip, they can go to OhioFreedomFighters.org, and all of the recordings of the speakers for that group are on that website for viewing.
All right, very good. So let's do about 10 minutes of that clip or so.
What? I can't even believe she's back. Dr. Cherry Tenpenny is back in the house. How excited are you guys? And I wanted to let everybody know all the donations from this evening are going to the TenpennyAlliance.org and the start of her new health care centers that she'll be sharing about. Wait till you learn about what she's doing. So please be prayerful, be mindful of all the hard work that she puts in, and please, she needs our help financially, she needs your prayers, but we need to help as best we can. Tenpenny works tirelessly on our behalf, and she speaks all over the country to get the word out about the jab and what evil they are pushing. Please give to this incredible endeavor that God has given her to carry out. She needs our support. Tonight after the presentation, too, I just wanted to let everybody know, again, Dr. Tenpenny just worked so hard. She's leaving very early in the morning, so she has to head out after. She has to head out right after, so please don't swarm her because we need to have her go on her way. But for those of you who are new to Dr. Cherry Tenpenny, and I doubt there's too many in here that are, she's a world-renowned osteopathic physician, speaker, vaccine expert. Dr. Tenpenny has invested more than 20 years and over 40,000 hours of studying the devastating consequences of vaccines. In addition to appearing on various radio and TV programs, she sees patients from all over the world in her practice, Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center, located here in Middleburg Heights, Ohio. Tonight, Dr. T has a whole new presentation that I'm so excited to hear. She will be discussing the intentional destruction of the temple, transhumanism, electronic components of the shots, and what we must do to restore the body. Please help me welcome Dr. Cherry Tenpenny.
Probably not the right word for what's going on right now. Seriously, really? Is that really good? So thank you all for coming back again tonight. And I started, this is a, like what Melanie said, this is a whole new presentation from scratch. It's been many, 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 many hours of research. And I sat back because this is kind of the beginning of speaking season for us. You know, those of us that go out and do a lot of speaking, it kind of comes in two cycles. There's sort of a winter-spring cycle. There's not as many seminars and things in the summer, and then we always call it fall speaking season that starts in September and goes kind of through the end of the year. So I took a step back and I said, what am I going to talk about this year? I mean, this is third year of this nonsense, right? And so first year, you know, back in 2020, which seems like, you know, many moons and a lifetime and miles away in a land far, far away. You know, I took in March of 2020, I took a 30,000 foot view and took back and said, wow, two things. Same playbook, different virus. We did this before with SARS and MERS and bird flu and H1N1, and now we're doing this little cold virus that they've tried to weaponize. And the second thing I said really pretty early on was, wow, this is really Satan's last hurrah. We're going to see the ugliest of ugliest things on this planet that we've ever seen, maybe in the history of humanity on this planet, all the way back to the Noah flood, but maybe even before that, even to the days of the Garden of Eden. So in the first year, in 2020, because between March of 2020 and December of 2021, I did over 600 interviews. I did over 40, just in a six-month period of time, I did over 43 live presentations, and I did enough podcast interviews of my own and on other things, and on Daystar TV and other television programs, I did 389 presentations between April of 2021 and December of 2021. So I did about everything that I could think of to get the word out, and it's just astonishing to me of how many people still believe the lie. Yeah. And I'm not the only one. You know, it was me and the five doctors, you know, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Karen Madej, Larry Pilevsky, Christian Northrup, you know, Scott Kesterson on his podcast. I mean, a whole bunch of us were screaming pretty loud. And yet, they still believe the lie. And how many people now are believing it even worse, which we're going to talk about in a minute, about booster number one, and then two, and then five, and then seven. Because I have it on pretty good word that if this doesn't stop now, there will be a minimum of seven boosters. So in the first year, we sort of, you know, all that period of time, we talked about, you know, the myth of the mask, that, you know, there's over 600 published articles now that say that the only thing that masks do is make the people who wear them sick. It's the only thing they do. And then we talked about the nonsense of the social distancing that started from a high school girl's science project and rolled across the world like it meant something. You know, because that smart virus, man, it can measure distance and height, count the number of people in the room, tell how far apart, tell what time it is. It's after 10 o'clock, you're dead. You know, so, you know, it's really smart virus. So we talked about the myth of the, you know, the nonsense of the social distancing. We talked about the fraud, the absolute fraud of the PCR testing, which now we know unequivocally, not only does it not work, but all the reason that they keep testing all of the healthy people is because they are DNA data collecting, which I said early on, which now we have proof. That's going into a centralized data computer. It's analyzing through the Human Genome Project because they, every single person, voluntarily or involuntarily, that puts your DNA into that computer, they are creating a computer-generated node, an avatar, to track you for the rest of your life. So we've got the fraud of the testing. And then I spent, you know, the good portion of last year talking about the problems with the shots. You know, I created the 20 mechanisms of injury that I did on Mother's Day weekend, which was like big foo-pah on my part. And then people said, well, do it again. And so we scheduled to do it in July. And by between May and July of 2021, I came up with 20 more mechanisms of injury. So we published 40 mechanisms of injury of how these shots will either kill you within the first either 2 days, because the stats now show, we now have enough data, that shows that the first mechanism of injury is acute immediate death. Either within the first 2 days is a big spike, or somewhere between day 14 and day 21. And that first spike that goes up is because anaphylactic shock, heart attack, stroke, pulmonary embolism, blood clots. And a lot of people who got the shot said, well, hey, no problem with me. I didn't have any problems. Well, it's just because you didn't die in those first 2 days or within the first 14 days. And we know there's this big spike at 14 days. It's so big that the CDC went back and rewrote the definition of unvaccinated. So now they say if you die within 16 days of getting your shot, you're considered to be unvaccinated. So, I mean, they write the rules, right? And all the silly people in power follow them. So we talked about the 40 mechanisms of injury. And what's so interesting to me, you know, the person who spent over 2,500 hours digging through the medical literature to find that, is that now, first, you know, of course, they drag me through the mud, right? Like, drag me through the mud, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and, you know, all those people just drag you through the mud on the mainstream media. And continue to do it. It never ceases to amaze me how many articles I still see when they talk about my fraudulent testimony before the health committee last July. It's like, I haven't done anything since July. Well, I better get busy. If they're still complaining about me and bringing up that from last July, I better get busy, right? I haven't done enough to get attention lately. So we talk, you know, but now, almost on a weekly basis, every single one of those mechanisms of injury, because the first is acute death, with either the first 48 hours or somewhere between 14 and 16 days, or about 3 weeks. And if you've noticed, and a couple people told me in the last couple days, that they've really been following the obituaries. And this was somebody, a patient that came in the office from kind of a small town, and they said, you know, we're kind of a small town. And we've had, you know, we get somewhere between usually 2 and 3, maybe 4 deaths a month. She said, I followed just in the last week, and within 48 hours, there were 17 people in 48 hours that died, all of them between the ages of 45 and 65. And if you pulled back the curtain on that, I would make a pretty strong bet all of them have been vaccinated and probably boosted, because it's the boosters that are going to kill the most people. It's going to be bad enough death just from the shots they've gotten on shot 1 and shot 2. But now we got information, we're going to talk about it in a minute, unequivocal information and data that came out of Germany this week on an evaluation of over 42,000 people, that third shot, the booster shot, is the one that absolutely devastates your immune system. Puts your white blood count and your immune system to the level of lower than AIDS, which means you are now vulnerable to any virus, bacteria, protozoa, any sort of thing that's out there you will be susceptible for. And is it any wonder that these people who get boosted are now the ones in the hospital with COVID because their immune systems have been decimated? So it's interesting how every day now, one of these 40 mechanisms of injury are now, and I see it every day, you know, every day. And so I told my staff, I told my team, I said, okay, instead of just posting it in Telegram, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go out to all these articles. There was just another one tonight. I forget what they were talking about, but this, and go out there and say, yes, this is exactly what Dr. Tenpenny said last year in her 40 mechanisms of injury. Like, no. You know? So, you know, sometimes it's hard to be me, just because I've always been so far ahead of the curve, you know, that sometimes it takes the whole world a while to catch up. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So I sat around and said, well, let me see. We talked about masks, we talked about social distancing, we talked about, you know, the fraud of the PCR tests and how they don't work and they make people sick and they're fraudulent. I mean, they're just absolutely, I mean, the whole idea of going around and testing completely healthy people to see whether or not you've got tiny little traces of some virus that you may have been around somebody who the super spreaders are, because the people who are fully vaccinated are unequivocally, and it's been published at least 3 times, are absolutely the super spreaders. To the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
So if you've been exposed and you get a little Q-tip and it says it's positive, does that mean you're sick? No, we now have a case-demic. The pandemic left 1.5 years ago. We have a case-demic. And so continually testing people who are completely healthy to see whether or not they've been exposed to a virus, when we carry somewhere around 3 trillion viruses and bacteria in and on our body every single day, and we're looking for that one, and oh, if you got that one, you're sick. Really? What about the other 2,999,000,000 blah, 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 right? What about them? Does that mean if you tested for those and found those positive, then I'd be sick with that too? It's all noise. It's all nonsense. And so the whole I saw a meme the other day. I thought it was so good. I think I'm going to get a t-shirt on this. It said, continually cramming Q-tips up a healthy person's nose is a sign of mental illness.
Ready, we're back. And I want to say that Ellie from Pennsylvania pledges 30. John in Minnesota pledges 50. Deacon John pledges 100. And Marilla in Florida pledges 40. You know what she said? And the phone numbers are 888, folks. We got to hear from you. We got to, I don't know how far we are from our goal tonight, but if Mighty Andy, if you find out how far we are, let me know. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All righty. So we are, okay, that's, okay, so we have, we wanted to get in tonight, so we are $3,400 short of our glory, $3,400 short of our goal tonight, so $3,400. So the next person that calls better give me $3,400, because I know who you are, right? All right, all righty, let me see. Marilyn, let me see, where do we got some new ones coming in? All right. Here, what she said about the fully vaccinated super spreaders. Here's an article. Another one. How many are there out there? Contrary to popular belief, a significant portion of the Ontario hospitalizations are fully vaccinated individuals. The stats quite clearly draw the line between the fact and fictional construct by limiting the fully vaccinated individuals are super spreaders of the virus. And
there's been a podcast also where it was identified that the computer systems within the hospital are programmed, you know, to switch from vaxxed to unvaxxed.
Well, here's the other
thing.
For
reimbursement reasons.
And Joe, it's a lot, and people have a hard time trying to accept the fact that these people are out to depopulate the planet. This is done. This is genocide. This is, but people don't want to believe it. They don't want. This is America. That can't happen here because, well, Dan Rather would have told us, right? Okay.
Everything's hijacked.
Right. We're trying to explain to you what they're doing. This, and we've been talking about this for years. This is the depopulation program, Joe. Here's what I got. Leaked military documents show that ivermectin works throughout all phases of COVID. So why has the medical establishment suppressed it for 2 years? It goes on to say, you're right, the government knows and fully admits, at least to government insiders, that ivermectin is a cure for COVID and has been kept out of the hands of the American people for political eugenics reasons. In other words, they're a part of the world that Mr. Milley and Ashton, they're a part of the depopulation movement, headed up by that mad scientist, that ghoul, Fauci. That guy's a ghoul.
Well, and also from other countries, Rainer Fulmeck, the attorney from Germany, has actually said that what's going on with experimentation with these lethal dosages with these shots is that it is intentional, malicious infliction of harm. And Dr. Zelenko recently this past week said that it equated to premeditated murder.
Right now, these people that she's referring to are legitimate, very well-known national figures, folks. And so what is taking place? Well, the usurper in the White House, Joey Biden. Well, Joe, tell him what he wanted to do. One American News dropped from DirecTV in a shock decision. Joe, tell him about it.
Here it is. Well, first I wanted to add something. If you go back and look at the facts, I was looking over in Europe, and 2017 and 18, they had 400 influenza deaths per day at the peak of their flu season. This is, okay, out of the London Daily Mail. But right now, in January 2022, there are 130,000 people dying from a virus. Everybody's testing positive for COVID. That's a lot less than their bad flu season in 2017-18. So in other words, according to them, COVID's killing half as many people per day as a bad flu year. And the other thing was, we said weeks and weeks ago that if they used any of these drugs that would keep you from getting sick, going to the hospital, going on oxygen, or going on a ventilator, then according to law, they couldn't produce their vaccines. And these people, Bill Gates and Fauci and many of the others, could not get filthy rich over their patents and their drugs. So that was the other thing. So what they're doing right now, One News is very popular. It's been on DirecTV. But after Biden got out there and said, we've got to end misinformation, disinformation, broadcast from these platforms, it's got to stop. Well, the very next day, DirecTV announced that we're not going to renew their contract with the conservative news channel One America News Network. And all they had to say was, we informed Harry Networks, that's the parent company of One America News, that following a routine internal review, we do not plan to enter into a new contract when our agreement expires, period. So you can see the it's a coincidence that the very day after Biden said we've got to end misinformation, disinformation, this big conservative network is going to be shut down. And it's been thriving because people have been flocking to it. Especially after Fox News. Remember when Fox News prematurely made that decision to call Arizona for Biden? That's when people started flocking to OAN or One News, One America News. So that's what they're doing. This is nothing but a battle for control of the minds and information to the American people. If they control what you hear, see, and know, they control you, and they can lie and deceive if they can control the media. That's why this show is so, so important that we stay on the air, that you get the unvarnished truth, and we tell you things that you must hear and that, for the most part, you will not hear any other place, or very few places, I should say.
Well, I just had another one of the ladies in our church just texted me, telling me about her cousin who got the COVID, and they gave him, what is that stuff called, Run With Fear? No, it's Remdesivir.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Run With Fear, okay.
Remdesivir.
Yeah. All right, there
I
you
like
go.
I like your name, too.
All right, there you go. And put him on a ventilator, and he died.
Yeah.
And very quickly, these things happening.
Okay. And that's a direct directive from the CDC.
CDC's kill him off, you know. You know, we've played for the World Health Organization, we've played the guy that runs that there time and time again, where he is saying, we're using a vax to kill too many children. We should be killing the elderly and the sick instead of the children with a vax. And that's exactly what, they admit it. I mean, and we're at that point now. All right, we're coming up to a break. And we want to say that we got Sister Mary Plains 100, Joe in Pennsylvania 100, and Karen from Illinois 30. Thank you. We will be back right after this. Don't go away. A whole lot more to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.